praise God, 2026 is my year of open doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are welcome to church. Your season of victory is here in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate God Almighty for bringing us into this week. Seventh week of Operation Take Your Authority for Christ. In this midst of the year season of glory, I pray the blessings of this season will not elude you in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the leadership and all that are able to remember the Sabbath day to make it holy. I decree into your life, you will know today for good in the name of Jesus. Our prophetic focus for this month remains financial fortune is my heritage. Why not echo that with me? Financial fortune is my heritage. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Job 22, 21 to 25. Job 22, 21, 25. He said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby, good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. In verse 25, he said, yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense. I was expecting amen. Amen. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. Amen. This is a plea from Job's friend, Eliphaz. Who are your friends? This is a very important, very popular friend. All that happened to Job, in one day, he lost all the children, seven children, all the businesses, everything. But he have this friend. This friend was able to do what? Was able to be around him, to advise him. No matter what you are going through, don't ever reject God. He was telling Job, he said, no, he's your creator. A product cannot separate himself or itself from the manufacturer. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows where he's taking us to. But sometimes, before we are promoted, we have to pass through examination. That is what we are going through right now. And my prayer is that you pass these exams in the name of Jesus. In this country, if you want to drive, no amount of your failure in your driving test, you can't just say, no, I'm not going again. Praise God. Because you know if you are able to drive, it helps you. And no, it stabilizes you. So you don't have to do. What do you need to do? You keep going. I remember I was writing a theory test. I thought it was a joke until I was able later to buy the app. No, I left Wolverhampton to Dudley thinking maybe Wolverhampton is not favoring me. I went to Dudley, it was the same. And I said, I know it's not the location, it's about you doing the right thing. Praise God. That is what is very important. And here we are today. I decree what has been tormenting you. Today, God is destroying them via anointing in the name of Jesus. So this friend advised Job. And he said, don't forsake your God. Go back to him. Tell the person beside you, don't forsake your God. Go back to him. It's more than enough for you. And God will show you his favor in the name of Jesus. The child of a baker does not beg for bread. What you don't want, you don't watch. Meaning you have to confront your situation. What are those challenges before you? You don't run away from your examination. If not, you cannot finish your what? Your course for you to be able to qualify. Brother Uche, please, I will call you. I have interest in that testimony. I want you to round it up. Praise God. Because testimonies is an acknowledgement of and the evidence of what God is doing in our midst. In this week alone, the testimonies I've had gave me that assurance that God is alive and God is doing it. Imagine someone that they said, we are sacking you and no option is to go back to Nigeria. She was crying. But God turned the situation around. God granted them sponsorship. Another family the same way. Another many testimonies. That is, God will do yours as well in the name of Jesus. Our teaching series for this month is Gateway to Financial Fortune. We are looking at part 3 today. Gateways to Financial Fortune. Our anchor scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8. It said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he proposed in his heart, let him give. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiencies in all things, may abound to every good work. It's not for you to be copying others. The assignment God has committed in our hands, we have to, he called us alone. In the area of giving as well, you don't have to do what others do. It's do it according to your capacity. And the moment you are doing it, you will see God decorating your life. Look at it. God used some to give us all these beautiful flowers. We saw the small one later. A family came up. And God is beautifying their lives. According to, don't say, the little you are doing, God is seeing it. So don't say, because I have this small that I have, I cannot. The little they are doing, God is what? He's seeing it. And I pray God will continue to move us forward in the name of Jesus. So you must know that God has ordained the release of supernatural wealth to the end time church. And only those who serve God will be the beneficiaries. Those who are serving God, they are the beneficiaries. And God is looking for trustees, not experts. That is why you don't have to lean on your own understanding. Allow God to lead you. And I pray you will not miss this season in the name of Jesus. You must remember that God will not bless you beyond your commitment to be a blessing. It's in levels. It's in categories. God will not bless you, not bless you beyond your commitment to be a blessing. And I pray this season, your blessing is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Labor to be a blessing, and you will be on your highway to a world of financial blessings. Labor to be a blessing. Don't just think about yourself alone. Me. What I've benefited for the past few months, if I want to be using my money to get them, I know the accounts will suffer. Praise God. Our accounts will not suffer in the name of Jesus. But they are just coming from, and what I do, what am I doing as well? As I am giving, I'm even scared. As I give out, double comes. As I give out, and I say, should I stop giving out? No, because I see one more. Praise God. That is the reality. That is what works in the kingdom. And I pray your testimonies around the corner in the name of Jesus. A passionate pursuit of God and the interest of his kingdom is key to a world of supernatural abundance. You must understand that. A passionate pursuit. Are you serving God with all your heart? A passionate. You have to be passionate. You have to be intentional. It's not the one they will be calling me on Sunday. Are you coming to church? Meaning I'm still a baby. Meaning I don't know what I am doing yet. If they are still, can they call you that? Are you hungry now? Your stomach, you will know that you are hungry. Can they call me now? Do you need to take your bath? No, it can happen in this environment. You know some people in a few days, you'll be wondering what. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. So, that's not you anyway. Praise God. So, will they be telling you what to do at this stage of one's life? You know what you are passing through. You know what you are going through. It's now for you to take responsibility. You are absolutely responsible for the outcome of your future, of your life. Until you take responsibility, you may not be able to do what? Qualify for the rewards. Job 36 verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey, obedience and service goes together. They go and pursue. They go together. Obedience. Don't serve God partially. Serve him in obedience. And you see God moving forward in the name of Jesus. Psalm 102:13-15. Psalm 102:13-15. If you are to experience favor, he said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yeah, the set time is come. For thy servant take pleasure in her stones and favor the doors thereof. So the earthen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the heart thy glory. Even the heart will succumb and favor you because your time has come. But what do you need to do? You have to arise. No one go forward. We are moving forward. Forward. No one go forward sitting down. You have to arise and move. Movement is not stagnant. It's not busy. It's not stagnation. You have to move. You don't have to stay in one place. Don't be how do I put it now? Don't be contented with your situation. Don't be comfortable with that your ugly situation. You have to do something about it. God wants your action for him to be able to act on your behalf. And I pray your season is now in the name of Jesus. Also, by the way of devotion, God will only entrust true riches into the hand of those he can trust to use such wealth for the promotion of his kingdom on earth. God will only entrust true riches into the hands of those he can trust to use such wealth for the promotion of his kingdom in life, on the heart. Luke 16 verse 11. If therefore Yea, I've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon. Who will commit to your trust the true riches? Haggai 2 verse 8. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. So you are blessed to be a blessing to others. You are not blessed to for sure. You are not blessed for sure. You are blessed to be a blessing for others. So labor to be a blessing. Labor to be a blessing. That is why God cannot see some people. They want to serve God. They want to do so. The moment God sees their heart, He will know that yes, I'm not going to deliver into their hands. You have to do what? You have to be very, very, you know, very, very prudent in how you use what God has given unto you. You are in the UK. Somebody in the UK may not be okay. You can be in US and still be useless. It's not about location. It's about you and what God wants you to achieve in life. Little that God has granted unto you, how are you using them? Are you a waster? Or are you someone that, you know, propagate the gospel? The little you have, if you have surplus, there are many people around you that can help. There are many people back home. That's what we do. It's not because I'm on the altar. Every month, they are not asking us. I will tell my wife, who and who are we to touch their lives back home? Because by grace and by, you know, by God's abundance, we are much, much better than people back home, isn't it? Then the reality that we just sit down, 5 people, 7 people, okay, how much can we give them? We now begin to divide because we are working together. Praise God. And no, the little we send is going, because you don't know who can be of help to your generation tomorrow. The little you do, even if it's small, someone can call, my child's school fees, this and that. If you cannot give them everything, give them little. The one you can afford. Touch their lives. And I pray God will move you forward in the name of Jesus. As we are doing that, God will be multiplying you. Because He knows, He sees your heart. Don't do more than yourself. Oh. There are some people you will send money that they will call you. They are buying Ashoebi. They are buying clothes back home. You will see them going for occasion. You that you are here, you are on shift. That we have to be very, very, praise God. Allow God to lead you. And that will be you in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 23, 4 to 6. It said, labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. Will thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards the heaven. So you must know that tithing is an insurance policy. That is why we don't joke with our tithing. 10% to against 90%. The moment you do that, that's the first thing you have to do. It's, you know, we that we are in the insurance field. The reality is that the insurance, when you pay, when it gets to a time, I remember my TV that the children, you know, was it last 2 years ago? Or last year, I can't remember now. They broke the TV. Someone, you know, we have some visitor, and that small boy just threw something. And someone was now telling me. And I remember when we are buying all stuff, they asked us for insurance. Maybe we'll be paying £5 every month for the insurance, for insurance. For something like this. The person now told me that, you did that insurance that time. When that TV, I think if you calculate the insurance will have paid, it will not be up to £100. And that TV that is over almost 500 or 500 plus, he said they will have given you another one. Praise God. Insurance. Don't think about the little thing. Ever since that time, any little thing I'm buying in the house, I'll just, you know, insurance. Praise God. The reality is that it's wisdom. It's wisdom. Praise God, it's wisdom. And I pray you will not miss it in the name of Jesus. So when you are paying your tithe, you are, keen into kingdom advancement endeavors, kingdom promotion. You will see, you are just investing. A time is come. The time will come that you do what? You will now begin, you know, to tap from all the resources around you. And I pray that will be you in the name of Jesus. Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then it shall be, before the end shall come, then shall the end come. This gospel, this promotion must be preached. Meaning we show our financial health through tithing. And we enhance our financial growth through giving. Only sower of seed and is entitled to harvest. If you don't sow, you may not be able to qualify for the harvest therein. I pray this season, God is blessing you greatly in the name of Jesus. The question now is, what is covenant? What is covenant? Number one, a covenant is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms and sealed with an oath, such as the covenant of seed time and harvest. A covenant is what? is a deal enacted by God. Do you know, when we are going into marriage, that is why sometimes I look at people. Challenges will come. But you can't, for you backing out, meaning you are a coward, and meaning you are not thinking about your future. When you are on that altar that time, that day, you are saying for better, for worse. The worse has not come, the better has not come. But you are saying, to your wife, to your spouse, to your husband, that for better, for worse. Challenges will now come, and you will not now be in the spirit to know that this is the work of the devil. For better, for that is why before a marriage, starts, they will have issued you a certificate on the wedding day that your life is in your hand. If you like, tear the certificate. If you like, tear the marriage apart. It's your life. Praise God. That is the reality of what a covenant is, cannot be broken. But this one we are talking about is between us and our God. Genesis 8, 20 to 22. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast. We know this account. God instructed him. A covenant. Because God is about to do something. His God is to wipe off the whole world. But Noah and his family are able to be saved. That is why we are where we are today. A covenant. When God is instructing us, are we also obedient? Are we also obeying the instruction? Isaiah 1 verse 118. He said, come, let us reason together. God gave us that privilege to discuss with us. And in verse 19, he said, if ye are willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you are to qualify to eat the good of the land, then obedience is what? It's key. And I pray you will not be disobedient in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 6, verse 12 and 15. Hebrews 6, 12 to 15. That ye be not slothful. That ye be not what? Slothful. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Verse 15. He now said, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For you to obtain the promise, his patience is required. Do not slothful. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Find something to do. Even if no job is not going to find, that is the time. I know what gave me a job that I am doing at the moment. When I came in, I was applying, unfortunately. I was asking my wife, what is unfortunately? He said, that is the language here. Just keep doing what you are doing. Praise God. And I now remember, in that book of Chronicles, the unfortunate child in the scripture, a time came that God enlarged his coast. He said, Jabez, an unfortunate child. When I got that scripture, I said, no. But the job was not coming. What did I do? I was just searching for training that can do online training that is free. And luckily for me, I was able to get National Career Service, one of the training. That training, that certificate that was awarded, was the one that gave me the job that I'm doing this now. Be not slothful. I was able to search. And that I just saw the about pension, this and that. Even when I was at Leadway, back in Nigeria, another health insurance company, I did not do that. I was not, I'm a 3 weeks course. And when I just applied, I just attached that. The moment they saw that certificate, they said, okay, you have, and training at the end of the day, that's, be not slothful. Look for something to do which will qualify you to where you are. I was telling my children, you are not leading this and that. You are applying for a job. Job is not coming. Are you going to waste from June to September? I said, there are online courses that you can do now. Go. All those courses will be instrumental when you need a job. Don't be slothful. Tell the person beside you, don't be slothful. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. You must understand God is not slow. Play your part and leave his part to him. He can never fail and he can never deny himself. It's not slothful. Play your part. Play your part. That song that says, you do not lie, you do not. Praise God. I know the choir understand. You may not understand. You can see the choir. They will sing it for you. Praise God. So God can never lie. He's not a man. He's always faithful. All we need to do, once you play your part, leave him, he will play his part at his own right time. And I pray you'll be able to wait for this time in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 10. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. Whatever you sow into his kingdom is what you will be qualified to get. Please, we have to change our mentalities. We have to turn things around for us to do what? For God to transform our lives. And I pray this season, God is moving you forward in the name of Jesus. You must also know that giving to the needy is gateway to a word of favor. Giving to the needy is gateway to a world of favor. If you want to experience favor, then you must give to do what? To the needy. Proverbs 28 verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. All those things that we are wasting. That's why in the house, I always, please, the food we cannot finish, it's better for you not to microwave it. Don't cook what you cannot finish. There is no, see, don't this mentality that, praise God, I'm on the altar. I always tell the children that you are in the UK, it doesn't mean you are better than people back home. Most of your mates, I told them, some of them are in 300 levels. Some of them are in 400 levels. If you are not very careful, you will see them doing masters and you will think you are in the UK. Reality is that many people who are back home are doing businesses. They are independent. They are not depending on anybody. But once you not be, you know, covered, blindfolded by, they say, I'm in the UK. Who you can help? You have to be intentional. You have to be, see, it's for a moment. Look at that scripture that we read the other time. Money can fly. It has wings. Opportunity can fly. It has wings. There is time for everything. A time is coming. All this running and that we are doing, shift here and there, you won't be able to do it again. Whatever you are able to sow now will be the one that you capitalize on tomorrow. And I pray you will not miss this season in the name of Jesus. Galatians 6 verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. As we have therefore opportunity. Ephesians 6 verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or be free. You have opportunities. You have information that can help people around you, that can help your wife, that can help your husband. You are now thinking, this man that is behaving this way, if I give him this job link now, if he has more money, we will not be seeing him again. No. Who are you doing? People around you. Don't you know that the more you help people around you, the more connection you build, the more your cost is enlarged. Whether they recompense you or whether they do it back to you, does not matter. It's God that rewards. Play your part and you will see God moving you forward. The little and little that you do, someone was sharing with me, he said, do you know God does prepare these people for us? He said the person is on leave and no anything that has to do, the person was still responding. Good heart. Don't think about yourself. I shared with us sometimes ago. I said I was in the banking hall, one of the bank in Nigeria, First Bank. My father happens to be one of the, he worked with Nigeria Airways. And I was in that bank. They just called my surname. The cashier said I should come. And I went there, collected the cash. I was about going. That old man, I said, please come. How are you? I said, fine. You are. I said, I'm Yusuf. He said, okay. Your father, this and that. He said, yes. He said, do you know what Alaji did? Alaji gave me the job that I was doing. He was the one that employed me. He said in the panelist, he said he was not qualified. But the moment he heard that you are from this particular town, that is his town, he just told his people, after all, we still need one more person. Why don't we consider this person? He said it's the work that he used to build his houses, is the work that he used to send the children to school, is what that this work that that established him. He said when he heard that Alaji died, that he was trying to meet up, but he was not in Nigeria at that time, that he traveled. Something now dawned on me, not what the story. I now thought, if my father has done something bad, that would have been a better time to pay back. He was rubbing my head like this, so praying for me. But if it's the other way around, that's the same way, and something that will have happened. Praise God. That is why whatever you can do to help others, please do. And I pray God will move you forward in the name of Jesus. Last week, we looked at why God blesses. But today, we are looking at how God blesses. How can God bless us? Number one, through divine direction, as in the case of Abraham. Through divine direction. We know this account in Genesis 12, 1-3. He said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, go get thee out of the country. He told him, please leave your people, leave in country. No, I'm going to show you a place. That is where I want you to go. He has not seen the place. In verse 3, he said, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that cursed thee. And indeed shall all families of the earth be blessed. We are singing Abraham's blessings are mine today because someone was able to pay the price. He was able to allow God to lead him. Why not allow God to lead you? Enough of technicalities, enough of technical know-how. If you are still thinking, I sat down sometimes, it's not what we are making that we are spending. If you look around you, search your salary and everything. You are not paying for to the GP. You are not paying this. You are not paying, you are sleeping well. Is God not in charge? I pray God will continue to show you his favor in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to make profit, which leadeth thee by the way thou should go it. You want to involve in any business. You want to do anything. If God is one leading you, it's not the cost that you are doing. No. But God can open your eyes to what you need to do. And you will see yourself getting to that next level. And I pray that will be you in the name of Jesus. So stop singing, Abraham, blessing am I. Start doing what Abraham did. Abraham followed God's instruction. And I pray, as Abraham was blessed, you will be blessed as well in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 13 verse 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall he make fat. Meaning God's plan for our lives are readily available. It is our responsibility to do what? To find his plan for our lives through his words. Oldest book with latest information. The information there is always latest. If you can acquaint yourself to it and he's leading you, you will see yourself doing exploit, and that will be you in the name of Jesus. Many people know where they are going, but they don't know. They don't care to know how to get there. That is why many are so lazy. They are not really ready to hear what God will say. And I pray this season, you are changing levels in the name of Jesus. Number two, through the works of our hands, as in the case of Isaac. Through the works, how can God bless us? Through the works of our hands. Genesis 26, 1, 12 to 14. 1, 12 and to 14. Genesis 26, 1, 12 to 14. And there was a famine in that land, beside the first one, famine that was serious in the days of Abraham. He said, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. The Isaac sowed in the land. There was famine and someone was sowing. That is why you don't have to be lazy. Forget the situation. You are applying. Job is not coming. Look at yourself. What can I do? Why not go for volunteering jobs? Do you know many people, through their volunteering, they put that in their CV, and at the end of the day, they're able to get a better job. You are sitting down. Unfortunately, 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, you are sitting down. We have to give ourselves, as they used to say, sense. And I pray that sense is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Number three, through the reign of divine ideas, as in the case of Jacob, through the reign of divine ideas, as in the case of Jacob, we need divine ideas as well. Genesis 30, 30 to 33. Genesis 30, 30 to 33. For it was little which thou art before I came, and is now increased unto a multitude. You can see, this is the case of Jacob. He was able to, divine ideas, he was able to show what he needed to do. Look at it. He said, and the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming, and now when I shall provide for my own house also. And he said, what shall I give thee? Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. All he just need divine ideas. There are some things you can do. In my office, I just know, when you are trying to get in touch with a client and they are not responding, you have to wait, defer the task so as to reach out to them. I just thought of, why not send a holding letter? We try to get in touch with you. Well, unfortunately, we are unsuccessful. Please reach out to us, this and that. Instead of waiting. And do you know, at the end of the day, they can reach us to us. I start doing it and complete that task, this and that. They now ask me that. I said, yes. Why I was doing that is that instead of me waiting and going back to that one, you can just come up with an idea that can make your life so easy. To the glory of God, we are using that in my own unit now. Wherever you find yourself, what idea can, in your family, what can work for you? In, the children, what can work for them? How can you, be creative to change the narrative of the environment you find yourself? So, some of our leaders, they were in London. They wanted to get mortgage. Getting mortgage in London will be very expensive. They said they are searching. The Wolverhampton is a bit cheaper. And they changed. Today, what they've been able to achieve, if they were in London, they may not have achieved that. So it's also about wisdom. 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 Be creative. And I pray that will be you in the name of Jesus. Genesis 30 verse 43. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle. And made, you can see, there is no how you'll be so creative that you not increase in life. You have to just look at that situation. What can I do to talk? Don't be enough of crying over sweet milk. When things happen, you can't be in an exam in the exam hall and you are seeing the paper, you are crying. They will even send you out of that exam. And at the end of the day, the person will still fail. You have to look at it. What can I do to change these narratives? The job you are doing is very, you know, chaotic, very stressful. What can you do to turn things around? If the husband needs to assist the wife, maybe school run. If the wife needs to assist the husband, you know, there are some things you can do to make life easy for yourself. It's not about the ego. Ego that in my, where we came from, a man doesn't enter the kitchen. Be deceiving yourself. Praise God. There is no, you can just change some things here, right here. Before, I was a very conservative person. But do you know now, all those grigria is coming now. Praise God. My daughter, you know, during our 19-year anniversary, she sent something. He said, Daddy, you taught us this, you taught us that. Even when we lost some children, this and that, to God be the glory. You know, she now said something. She now said, one thing I appreciate mommy so much for. Mommy was able to screw daddy. That daddy, all the grigri, praise God. I was now looking at myself. Praise God. He said, daddy was so strict. He was so, but now daddy is coming down now. Praise God. And that's the truth. We have to change ourselves. When I enter the house, I will see, you know, me, I like things to be, why is this one here? Why is it? But this time around, when I enter, I'll just close my eyes as if I've not seen anything. Just go. This environment is not where you'll be doing all grigri. Praise God. You will just give yourself unnecessary, you know, health-related issues. Praise God. Just give yourself peace of mind, and God will be with you. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Number four, true divine favor as in the case of Joseph. True divine favor as in the case of Joseph. Joseph, Genesis 39, 1-5. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, a officer of Pharaoh. You know this story as well. Favor found Joseph, and favor position Joseph. Favor will find you and position you as well in the name of Jesus. So you cannot taste greatness without what? Without meekness. Joseph, instead of them killing him, you look at what they sold him. And he got there, he was humble enough. Even from there, he went to the prison. From prison, he come back to the palace. And look at what happened to Joseph. He even have opportunity to get to the top quickly. The wife said, come and sleep with me. If he had done it, he would get to the topmost position quickly. But I know they will have killed him. Because one day they will catch him. But he refused to do that because he knew where he was going. From prison to palace, became a prime minister. That will be you in the name of Jesus. So favor will locate you. Just take your time and be humble enough. You don't know who can be help unto you. You don't know who can be instrumental to your lifting in life. That is why you don't have to commonize everybody. Don't look down on anybody. Just keep doing what you are doing. And God's favor will locate you in the name of Jesus. You can see Genesis 41, 38-44. Genesis 41, 38-44. He said, and Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this, a man is whom the Spirit of the Lord is? Can they say that of you? The Spirit of the Lord was, it will be visible. They will see. I pray this season, people will begin to see the Spirit of God in your life in the name of Jesus. Number five, true priestly blessings. How can we be blessed? True priestly blessings. Genesis 14, 18-21. Genesis 14, 18-21. The Bible speaking to us in book of Genesis 14, 18-20. He said, "And Mephibosheth, king of Salem, did what? Brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him." Praise God. I know some people in the church, when I wanted to, you know, travel to for ministers and congress, you know, missionaries congress back home, I just saw £100. I was like, that doesn't mean that he doesn't need money. He said, sir, I am sowing into your travel. I said, this one is an expense, all paid expense. He said, sir, if you are to tap from what God wants to do, I didn't say you should be sending money to me, praise God. Many a times we send to Canaan, many a times we send to, you know, there are people back home, some pastors back home, some of our leaders, we still send things to them back home. People around you that are blessing your life, do what? Try to touch their lives, and you see God doing it for you. People around you, priestly blessings, those that are contributing, you know, to your progress in life. They are praying for you. Your parents, they are praying for you. The priests, they are praying for you. The pastors, they are praying for you. But many of us, we are in the UK now, we have forgotten our pastors, those that made us back then. No, it shouldn't be so. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Praise God. Value priestly blessings and don't toy with them. The Bible speaking to us in the book of 2 Chronicles 20:20. It said, and they rose early in the morning and went forth unto the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. Papa told us during a missionary congress last year, he said, in your station, if they are looking down on you, he said they are looking down on him. Because you are my representative, you are my ambassador in that part of the world. He said, tell the people, if they want to be blessed, they must look at you as if they are seeing Papa in that station. Praise God. And that's the reality. If you are in our houses as well, if we are not looking at our parents, we are not looking at our leaders the way we should look at them, do you know God is not always happy? In our various offices as well, if I have any idea, I want to do anything, I will go to my TL. I'm thinking of this. I say, ah, that's fantastic. Let's go. It's not because, you know, when God grants you grace, grants you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the reality is to rub it off on others. Don't now say, ah, I will keep it to myself. No. So the reality is that see in your unit, wherever you find yourself, respect those that you need to know, to need to honor, and you see God elevating you. That is also part. It may not be financial, but the reality is that that honor, it will come back to you in many folds. That shall be you in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 7:1-8. Hebrews 7:1-8. He said, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all that they are giving. That was what I said the other time. Anytime I receive, I also give many out. Praise God. The reality that you cannot use all for yourself alone. Instead of, you know, wasting things, you have to try. You can have more than enough. It can be in times of job. You have many opportunities. Show to people. The more you help others, the more you are enlarged as well. The more, you know, you are financially capable to be, you can also assist others. Praise God. That is the reality. God help us where we are now. People back home, look at, how can I touch this person? And you see God moving you forward. That will be you in the name of Jesus. Today is our covenant day of favor. Let's look at some tips on how to, you know, be able to qualify for favor. Number one, a lifetime of favor, labor can never be compared with one day of God's favor. A lifetime of labor can never be compared to one day of favor. Taking shift, doing this work, doing that work, doesn't bring one to the top. Favor is required for you to get to where you need to get to. Exodus 3:21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass, when ye go, ye shall not go empty. You will not go empty in the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, they did not go empty. That is why anytime people come for me for counseling, I always look at myself. I will have been at the other side. It's a privilege. It's a grace. There are many people that are what? They are better than us. It's not about grammar. There are many people. There are many people that can even, you know, establish you. But because of where God has placed us, you know, they will still come to us. We can do it this way. We can do it. That doesn't mean you should misuse that privilege. I remember I was telling one of our leaders, we are just joking after an event. I said, this one, you are parking this way. Have you done firewall? What do they call firewall in English? Eh? Smuggling. Have you done smuggling before? He just laughed. He didn't say anything. But when I got home, something dawned on me that you are very rude, though. Praise God. Praise God. See, you can't deceive yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. You know, sometimes when I had that, another one happened. I said, we were just discussing. I said, and that makes sense. So, do you know that's rude as well? Praise God. They may be saying it here, but you know where we came from. You are discussing with another person. And the person has said, that makes sense. You know, they will be looking at you that, are you okay? Praise God. See, we need to be checking ourselves. We need to be examining ourselves. What I do, the way I've never for once told my wife, shut up, in 19 years. If I am angry or whatsoever, I'll just be silent. You have to control yourself. You have to try as much as possible. Talking to people anyhow, this and you know these words are eggs. The moment they drop, you can't pack them. That's why some people have said some things that have given people opportunity to go and kill themselves. Or go and do what they are not supposed to do. As Christians, that's why we have to be very, very careful. If you are to experience favor, someone get to a place that they want to lift him. You know, in fact, that would have been what would have taken him to where he needs to get to. But they said, are you? No. Have you forgotten what you did that time? You are not qualified. Favor, if you are to experience favor, you have to be what? You have to be very, very careful. And I pray that will be you in the name of Jesus. It's not in the labor. It's for God's favor to locate you. And that will be you in the name of Jesus. We must also know that we don't wait for favor to come. We have to do what? Entreat and provoke favor. We don't wait for it to come. Proverbs 13 verse 15. Proverbs 13 verse 15. Meaning you have to be intentional. Good understanding giveth favor. But the way of transgressors is hard. Psalm 45 verse 12. He said, and the daughters of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat their favor. Favor is highly required. And I pray you will not miss favor this time in the name of Jesus. Don't wait for favor. You have to be intentional about it. You want to serve God? Serve God willingly. You want to do this? Don't wait for notice me. Don't let people notice you. Just keep doing what you are doing. And you see God favoring you. That will be you in the name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at keys to entreat favor from God. Meaning, how can we trigger God's favor? How can we trigger God's favor? Number one, be born again with proof. Be born again with proofs. Be born again with proofs. Ephesians 2 verse 8. It says, for by grace, Paul speaking, ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not yourself, but the gift of God. As I said this 2 weeks ago. I said, don't appropriate salvation. Don't assume salvation. You need to experience it. You need to experience it. The way you talk, the way you do things, if you have to experience favor, don't gossip about anybody. If you need to caution someone is go and meet that person and tell the person. Instead of you, don't be in a position or in a group where they are discussing someone else when the person is not there. Go to the person if you want to experience favor. Sometimes we do some things that God is not happy about it. Our reaction, the way we do things, in the home, everywhere. Please, don't let us hinder ourselves. That's how to trigger favor. And I pray God will move us forward in the name of Jesus. So mind yourself. Refuse to be lost in the crowd. Allow God's approval and not man's approval. So it doesn't matter where you are. What matters is where God is leading you. And I pray you will get there in the name of Jesus. You must understand that one cannot be oppressed until the person is depressed. You cannot be oppressed until the person is depressed. That is why you have to work on yourself. You have to work on yourself. How can I, tell yourself daily, how can I be blessed spiritually? How can I do this? Someone may say, I'm not getting. You have to work on yourself. We are not babies. The reality is that when we seek God, we'll find him. That was what happened to Nicodemus in the book of John 3. In John 3:3, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus now was asking. He said, how can one be born again? Don't forget who Nicodemus was. He's a lettered, he's knowledgeable, He knows what, but the reality is that at this point, he was a baby. So the reality is that we have to do what? Wake up from our slumbering. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Salvation is not theoretical. It is by proof. So please change your traditional way of doing things. Change your traditional ways of doing things. Don't mock anybody. Don't look down on people. You don't know who can be of help to you. And I pray you will not miss this season in the name of Jesus. Galatians 5. 22-23. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. If you are not doing all this, one may not qualify for favor. I pray favor will not elude you in the name of Jesus. Next, engage your heart in panting after God and the interest of the kingdom. Engage your heart in panting after God and the interest of the kingdom. Matthew 6:33. He says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, then every other thing shall be added unto you. Psalm 34, verse 10. A young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want anything good. You will not want anything good in the name of Jesus. So you must know that a trouble-free life is a fraudulent life. Dr. Dike Olukoya said that. He said a trouble-free life is a fraudulent life. When you are challenged, that will help you to grow. Praise God. That is the examination you need to get to the next level. If everything is just going smoothly, when devil will strike, you will not know. That is why we are challenged. That's the more reason we have to do what? Keep serving him and the interest of the kingdom. And I pray that will be us in the name of Jesus. Sometimes disappointment can come, but let us know that it's a redirection to where God is leading us. If you don't miss it, then you will see God advancing you. And I pray your season of glory is here in the name of Jesus. Next, what do you need to do to trigger favor? Stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for them, for good for them that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your arms from the moment that I wake up. Continually my head I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life I've been faithful. Oh, all my life you have been so, so good. I'm able, I will sing of the goodness of God. If you serve God, God will still be God. If you don't serve him, he will still be God. Then what is the issue? Why not serve him for you to get to where you need to get to? I pray favor is locating you in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, not heard, neither have he entered the heart of man, that things which God has prepared for them that love him. God has prepared some things for you. All you just need to do is to connect. And once you connect, it will not elude you in the name of Jesus. What next? Engage in the lightsome obedience to instruction of the scripture. Engage in the lightsome obedience to instructions of the scripture. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 12. I'm going to read 1 and 2. It said, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2, he said, and all these blessings shall be yours. Up to verse 13. Verse 11, he said, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in good. You know, God shall bless thee. That is when you do what? Acting diligently, not partially. Full obedience, not delayed obedience. Full obedience. And you see God doing it for you in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 10, 38, he said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall not have no pleasure in him. If you are to be diligent, you have to do what? Serve God with all. In verse 36, he said, even if you after, that's 10:36, Hebrews 10:36, he said, even after doing the will of God, you need a lot of patience. In verse 37, he said, he that shall come, will come, just for a while, and he will not tarry. Verse 38, he said, if anyone draw back, tell the person beside you, don't draw back. Keep serving him. It's more than enough for you. Ephesians 6, verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery dart of the devil. Luke 1:45 said, blessed is he that believeth, and there shall be a performance of those things which were told from him. That is when you are what? You are obedient, the lightsome obedient to the instruction of God. Then your faith will be triggered, and that will be you in the name of Jesus. Also, what do you need to do? Engage a lifestyle of thanksgiving and praise. Engage a lifestyle of thanksgiving and praise. Psalm 92, 1-2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It's a good thing. Can't your blessings name them one by one? Can't your blessings name them one by one? Can't your blessings name them? Don't look at my, whether I'm flowing or not. It's the song that you should praise God. I'm not a chorister. I wish I have sweet voice. Praise God. But the reality is that continue to praise him in that your situation. and you see God doing more for you. If you thank him for what he has done, you will qualify for the next he's going to do for you. That will be you in the name of Jesus. Mark 16, 21 to 23. He said, and when a convenient day was come, that Herod and his brethren made a supper to his Lord. We know this account of this lady. And he swore unto her, whatsoever that ye ask of me, I will give it to thee. That's verse 23. And unto the half of my kingdom. The king could not change his mind. Because when you praise God, you are raised up. Remove the P from praise. What is next? Raise. That is why you have to keep praising him for you to be raised up. And that will be you in the name of Jesus. So it's your turn to experience next level of favor as you walk with God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is our anointing service. What are we expecting from this anointing? Number one, destruction of the yoke of misfortune. That will be you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 45 verse 12. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift, and the rich among the people shall entreat thy vapor. That means every misfortune in your life is destroyed today in the name of Jesus. What is in the anointing? The breakthrough power of God. What is in the anointing? The healing power of God. You need healing in this service. I decree you are getting it in the name of Jesus. Every disease, a challenge, and all oppression of the devil in your body is dropping off today via the anointing in the name of Jesus. Mark 6, 11 to 12. He said, and whosoever shall ye not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Everything is coming down today in the name of Jesus. And you are moving to your next level in the name of Jesus. What is the anointing? Restoration power of God. Restoration power of God. Joel 2, 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Restoration power. You are restored today in the name of Jesus. Have you been blessed this morning? Let's rise to our feet. Rise to our feet and begin to appreciate God. Lord, we magnify you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for what you are set to do in this service. Via the anointing, Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.